Unsettled, he dumped the last of the gathered wood onto the fire, then stared at the sky as another Zagula dawn broke, a sickly affair. Nothing like Alderaan's imperious grandeur or Coruscant's flamboyant transition. They'd have to break camp soon, but he'd let Obi-Wan sleep for as long as possible. He still needed to repack their ever-dwindling supplies and try to figure out the best way to get from here to the Sith Temple. With a last glance at the oblivious Jedi, confident the fire would keep burning, he left the small clearing they'd found just as night fell, and pushed his way through the twisted trees and creeping undergrowth, picking his way over and around gullies and rockfalls, looking for a break in the forest that would show him exactly how much farther they had to go. Every 10 paces, he gouged a mark in a tree trunk with the knife he'd brought with him from the ship, mindful of horror stories about lost tourists in Alderaan's wilder places, of tearful relatives and blanched, bleached bones. Zagula's trees, where he cut them, bled their inimical yellow sap. "There is nothing good here," he thought. "Nothing beautiful, nothing sweet or kind. And that tells me all I need to know of the Sith." After maybe half an hour of steady trudging, he came at last to a break in the trees and found himself standing above a narrow-based ravine. Not a sheer drop, that was a mercy, but a dauntingly steep tumble of rock and weathered dirt and stunted saplings nonetheless. A long way down to the bottom. A fall might not be fatal, but it would certainly do some damage. Negotiating it would be a challenge for 2 fit, healthy men. But when one was mentally bludgeoned almost to immobility, and both were battered and half-starved and wearied to the point of collapse, well, it was asking a lot. But it's not impassable, Bail thought. Not impossible. Just difficult, and we have to do it. Because on the other side of the ravine, so close, if he were a bird, if he had wings, if he could fly, the Sith Temple he'd first seen as they crashed onto Zagula. Except to his eye, it looked more like a palace than a temple. A palace of black stone, shining dully in Zagula's pale dawn. Blunt. Empathetic. A monument to hate. Bail let out a sharp breath. "Hate us all you like," he murmured bleakly. "But we're still going to use your secrets against you. We're going to defeat you. Just you wait and see." He turned his back on the building and returned to the clearing faster than was prudent, a new sense of purpose filling him with deceptive, fleeting strength. Obi-Wan was still sleeping, numbing exhaustion overriding his preternatural awareness of time and place. Leaving him undisturbed, Bail heated a meal pack and quickly ate his half. Then he emptied the backpack to check their supplies. 8 meals remaining, but for how much longer he wasn't sure. He had no idea how long they'd remain viable out of a conservator. He and Obi-Wan hadn't given themselves food poisoning yet, but likely it was just a matter of time. Anyway, there were 8, and since they were eating 2 a day between them, "But we'll be off this rock before we run out, or they go rotten. We have to be. That's all there is to it." "Talking to oneself is counted a sign of instability, you know," said Obi-Wan, his voice so thin, so lackluster. "I don't suppose there's something you want to tell me, is there?" Bail looked up, found a smile from somewhere. "Yes, there is, as a matter of fact. This ends today, Obi-Wan." Obi-Wan sat up, painfully, keeping his heat seal blanket tugged close. "You've found the temple." Bail jerked a thumb toward the forest behind them. "On the other side of the trees, there's this final belt of forest. It's rough going, but if we take it steady, we'll be fine. Then, a ravine on the far side. The temple's at the top, on another plateau." "A ravine," said Obi-Wan, thinking about that. "And then, a Sith temple. I can't wait."
"Yeah," Bail said, pulling a face. "So, how are you feeling? Is the voice still..."
"Yes," said Obi-Wan curtly. "It's still shouting.